Last night in Lansing, Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her second State of the State address. Once again, roads and infrastructure were front and center.
Believe me, the people of Michigan don't want more ceremony. They want concrete action. And sometimes, they just want concrete.
For a closer look at the governor's speech, I'm joined by Zach Gorchow. He's the executive editor and publisher of Gongwer News Service. Zach, good morning. Zach, let's start with the roads. Here's the governor again with some more specifics on her plan.
Tomorrow, I will ask the State Transportation Commission to issue state road bonds so we can start fixing the roads now. My Rebuilding Michigan plan is financed without an increase at the gas pump.
Whitmer says she'll be able to move forward with her bonding plan without the legislature. Can you walk us through how that would work and what that could mean for the state's finances?
So under Michigan law, to sell bonds that would pay for road work, the authority is in the hands of the State Transportation Commission. Basically, what will happen is the Michigan Department of Transportation, which Governor Whitmer controls, will ask the State Transportation Commission to authorize bonds. That's going to happen at a meeting this morning. Assuming it authorizes those bonds, MDOT then has approval to start selling them. It is a mechanism that many governors have used in the past, though never to this level at $3.5 billion. Right now, the amount of debt service the state annually pays on roads come from state trunkline fund revenues is about $118 million a year. This will raise that to somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 million. We're going to find out a lot more about that today. So it will mean more debt for the state.
And Zach, State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and other Republicans quickly criticized the governor's plan. What were their main complaints?
Well, you're hearing a lot of things like, you know, taking on more debt is a mistake, that it's not new funding per se. It is just front-loading the state's spending in a way into this plan. Right now, the state has many road construction projects that are laid out over the next many, many years. And what you're going to see is that those are now concentrated into the next 5 years. Their feeling is you're just paying for the same amount of projects with future revenues. The other criticism is that bond proceeds for roads, that those can only go toward state-owned roads. Locally owned roads do not get any revenues from this at all.
The governor also talked about education last night. Let's take a listen.
Michigan ranks in the bottom 10 states for overall literacy. We're doing something about that, too. This year, we're doubling down on the commitment to invest in early literacy. We're working to make pre-K universal for kids living in districts where test scores are low or poverty is high.
For years now, Michigan has had the goal of being a top 10 education state long before the Whitmer administration. What did you hear in the governor's discussion of education last night?
Well, I think we heard some hints and broad sketches that we'll find out more about when the governor issues her budget recommendation. You know, I think the most interesting thing was, what is this pre-K expansion, making it universal? What does that look like? The state right now has something called the Great Start Readiness Program, which is for low-income children who are 4 years old. That is universal currently. Does this mean they're going to look at something for 0 to 5? We'll find out more about that as well.
Zach, what else stood out to you about Whitmer's speech last night?
Well, I think it was, you know, much more aggressive in tone from her first speech. This was much more reflecting the frustrations of her first year in office, where the Republican legislature did not support her proposed 45-cent per gallon fuel tax increase, and maybe more notably, you know, did not come anywhere close to coming up with a proposal that would have matched the more than $2 billion per year for roads that she had requested. She openly mocked some of the ideas that Republicans came up with. So it was a much more aggressive tone.
Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher of Gongwer News Service. Zach, thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.